God. Thank you again for being on the line, and God is an awesome, awesome God. All right, tonight I will be in St. John, the 10th chapter, 7 through the 11th verses. St. John 10, 7 through 11. Very familiar portion of Scripture. Praise God. And it reads, verse 7. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come, says Jesus, that they might have life and that they might have life, have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Isn't that blessed? Isn't that blessed? Thanking God that he is our good shepherd. He's not just a shepherd, not just a hireling, or just someone just hired for the day to watch over the sheep. And they're only watching just because they're getting paid. But he's saying, I am the door. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the light. I am your shepherd. We, you and I, we are the sheep. And listen, if I were to take just a thought from this, and it would be living the abundant life. Living the abundant life. See, Jesus tells his disciples that he is the door. He said, I am the entrance to life. I am life itself. And see, anything else or anyone else that's saying enter in and come in, they would be a thief or a robber. They try to enter any other way. That's what the scripture tells us. But he's saying that, he's telling disciples, I am that door whereby the sheepfold, that's you and I, we can go in and out. Out and in, and we can find pasture. We can find rest. We can find peace for our souls. Isn't that blessed? He is not only a shepherd, but he says, I am the good shepherd. What I read there in St. John, if you notice, it's all written in red. That means Jesus is speaking this directly to us. Amen. Jesus explains that I'm the good shepherd. In other words, the good shepherd, he will be there to lead and direct the sheep into good pasture. Lead, that's important. I want to speak about that. When Jesus is in control and when we have yielded ourselves as the sheep to the shepherd, to the good shepherd, he will lead us. He will guide us. He will direct us. All the more is why it says, acknowledge me in all of your ways. He says, I will direct your path. Allow Jesus to lead. Allow him to navigate your life. Amen, somebody. And he says, I'm going to direct you. I'm going to lead you into good pasture. Amen. See, the sheep, he says, the sheep hear and they know my voice. That's very important as the sheep, as you and I are sheep. There are many voices sounding out in the world today. They're on all kind of media, social media, on TV, everywhere. I'm telling you, they have different messages, and this is the way, this is the way, and that is the way, or there's a better way, or everybody is going to heaven. Listen, the Bible says, my sheep know my voice. And that's why it's important to know the word of God, because otherwise, where would you measure? How would you know who is speaking? That's important to know that when the Lord speaks, we can always find it in the word of God. Amen. And he says, but the sheep hear and they know my voice, for he calls us He calls us by name, and he leads us in safely out, and he goes before us. That's the blessed part about this. When you think about it in terms of a good shepherd even watches over the sheep, and he takes good care of the sheep, and he watches out for their well-being, and watches out and keeps them safety from the wolf that comes to destroy them. And that's where in this scripture it talks about the thief. This is all the thief comes to do. That's the enemy. He comes to kill and steal your joy, steal your peace. He comes. He said, but I am come that you and I, we can have life, and we can have life more abundantly. Talking about living the abundant life. Psalms 23, 1 through 3. We all know this, and it made me think about this. As I was studying and looking at what Jesus, how he leads and takes care of the sheep. In Psalms 23, David said it like this. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. He knew it. He knew the good shepherd. He says, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters, not rough waters, not disturbed waters, but he leads me in the calm waters. He leads me where the pastures are green. He leads me where it's just quiet and still waters. There's peace when there's still waters. Amen. And not only that, then he restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Restores my soul. Listen, there's a lot going on in the world today, things that would disturb us, but no matter what, no matter what we face or are going through or whatever circumstances, I want you to know God is a restorer. Amen. David knew it. He says, God, he restores me after he gives me rest. In other words, he'll bring rest. He won't let you go through rough waters all the time. He won't let you go through turbulent waters and turbulent times all the time. Remember, weeping may endure for a night, but joy will surely come in the morning. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then look, he says he leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And then further in that scripture, it talks about his staff and, you know, his rod and his staff, they comfort me. And see, the staff usually symbolizes God's protection, while the rod symbolizes correction. You know, the scripture says, if we spare the rod, we spoil the child. Sometimes the Lord has to correct us. Sometimes a little shaken so that we can get back in the fold. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He knows his own. Praise God. And he says he corrects those who he loves. Say amen to that. Say, Lord, I'm glad that you love me, because he corrects us. He brings us back in line. And the staff is his protection. We have the protection of the Lord even while we're sleeping at night, because he already gave his angels. He assigned them to us to keep us in all our ways. Amen. See, he watches out for his sheep, protects them from the wiles of the enemy. And, you know, the enemy will come and try to scatter and to destroy the sheep. That's why it's important, and we are so blessed to have a pastor that loves the people. The Lord said, I will give you pastors after my own heart that will love you, watch out for your soul, and tell you the truth. Amen. And we are blessed at Petersville Baptist Church. We have such a man of God that will watch over us and tell us when we're wrong, correct us in love, and then give us the strength, give us continue to feed us the word of God. And listen, the thief comes, as the scripture says, not but to steal and to kill and to destroy the sheep. But if you and I are, if we're not watchful, the enemy will try to torment your mind to the point you are so heavily bogged down and laden with the cares of life. And certainly, life comes. If we live long enough, life is life. There are times, there's some turbulent times. And saying, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to get out of this. But listen, the cares of the world, if we're not careful, it will choke the life out of you. But see, If you allow the devil, if you allow the enemy, he will steal your peace of mind. He will steal your joy. He'll take away even God's word, even while the word is being sown and being preached. If we're not watchful, the enemy will come and even steal that word. Even while I'm giving you the word right now, if we're not keeping our minds stayed on what the Lord is saying through his word here, he will even steal that. But we don't have to let that happen. Why? That's why it's important to guard your mind. And the scripture says, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. It's very, very important. He comes to kill this so you don't have that abundant life. Because Jesus said, I'm come that you can have life, and then I'm going to give you life more abundantly. But see, the enemy comes to do this. Jesus warned the disciples, warned them. He said, this is what the enemy comes to do. But in Romans 12:2, Paul is saying, he's telling us, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Renewing, that's constant, that's ongoing, renewing your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Renewing your mind. How do you renew your mind? By renewing your mind, by reading the word of God, refreshing your mind. Listen, in the space of a day's time, a lot can happen to distract and disturb your mind, to make you even forget that, hey, I know to whom I belong. I know Jesus is Lord of my life. I know he ordered my steps. I know that he's in charge of me. Hallelujah. I know my purpose in God. But see, bad news. Death of a loved one, loss of employment, unexpected news from the doctor. You know, life just happens to us all, every one of us, save or not save, but it's how we handle adverse news or adverse situations. Amen. It's how we deal with that. And see, at that moment, quickly, I said, we have to begin to refocus, readjust our minds, readjust our thinking, and turn our mind towards the word of God about whatever the situation is that we're going through. And believe me, there is a word for whatever we're dealing with, whether if it's sickness, whether if it's trouble in the home, trouble on the job, no matter what it is, a bad relationships and all that, God has the word. He has the answer. In the word of God, we have the answer. We have a hiding place. So allow that word to even come a part of you. And see, that's why it's important. David said, I hide your word. I've hidden it in my heart. So I'm not going to sin against you. Praise God. So in other words, don't allow the enemy to hold you captive in your mind. Because, you listen, your mind is important. In your mind is where you begin to think on the goodness of the Lord. In your mind, when you begin to reason and say, God before me, he is more than the whole world against me. And see, you need to, and don't allow the enemy to have your mind so confused or whatever that you begin to speak the things that defeat your very purpose. See, the Bible says that you can speak blessings or you can speak cursings. You don't want to speak defeat to yourself. That's why it's so important to know the word of God. Understand that your words have power. Word, that's why we speak the word of God. Sometimes we declare and decree what thus saith the word of God. Because, you know, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So you want to speak life. You want to be reminded that, yes, Jesus came. He saved me to deliver me, to set me free. And he said, he that the Son set free, he is free indeed. But there are times we got to renew ourselves, renew What did the scripture says about this? How am I going to get out of this situation? It's in the Word of God. Through prayer, through reading the Word, the Holy Spirit will illuminate that Word. He will begin to bring the Word back to your remembrance, the things that you have already read or heard or studied or hidden down in your heart. So you want to speak life. We're talking about living the abundant life. That's each and every single day. You want to speak life into your situation based on the Word of God. Philippians 4 and 8, Paul tells us this. He says, think on whatsoever things are true. This is washing your mind. Whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report. He's saying, if there be any virtue, if there be any truth in this, if there be any praise, he's telling us, he's telling the people of God, think on these things. If you think about the goodness of the Lord and all that he is, all that he has done, you think about where you are today and where you were maybe a year ago, we're blessed. And even better than blessed. That should give you the strength to say, yes, God, you did it for me before. You blessed me before. You brought me out of hard situations. You've taken my feet out of the mire and mark in the clay. You have set me on a rock to stay. Hallelujah. And listen, as you begin to think on the things of God, you understand that, hey, I'm a king's kid. I can cast my cares upon the Lord. Why? Because the Lord cares for you. Amen, somebody. So in other words, allow the Word of God to wash and cleanse your mind. That's what I'm saying. Allow the Word to wash and cleanse your mind. Just as clear, fresh water cleanses our bodies. Every single day we do that. Every day. We get up, we wash our face, we brush our teeth, we cleanse ourselves for the coming day. The same way we ought to do in the spiritual. Because understand, the thief is standing. He's there to kill and to steal your peace, to steal your joy, and to captivate your mind. But you don't have to let that happen. You can resist the devil, as the word says, and he will flee from you. You can speak a word as Jesus did, even after he had been fasting 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness. He spoke to the enemy. Here is the word himself speaking to the enemy and saying, it is written, it is written. You know, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. It is written, hallelujah, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. It is written for whatever the situation that you may be coming in contact with. So just like the water and soap and water cleanses us, cleanse our natural bodies, refreshes us. Amen. God's written word washes us clean deep down inside our souls. See, the word is, in a sense, a looking glass. Uh-huh. It's a mirror. Because you will see yourself, you will find yourself in the Word of God. And listen, the Word never comes down to our level, but we always, no matter who we are, no matter how high we are, we think we are, no matter what our titles are, we all have to observe the Word of God and allow that Word of God to cleanse us. So that Word is a looking glass, and it helps us to see ourselves. And sometimes it don't feel too good, and sometimes we might not even look good. But let me tell you, if we take in the Word, oh my God, it will do us good deep down on the inside. So in other words, as we allow the Word to cleanse us and to wash us clean on the inside, somebody's going to know there's a difference, because it's that light, that beam of light. The joy of the Lord will begin to show on the outside. Amen, somebody. I hope you're getting this word tonight. So God's written word, it washes us and cleanses us deep down on the inside. It purifies our thoughts. Oh, yes, it does. It scrubs our motives, and it cleans our conscience as we absorb it and obey its truth. as we absorb it, as we apply that word. See, a lot of people sit and they hear the word week after week, Sunday after Sunday, they even can quote it, but they haven't even applied it. If we don't apply the word of God, it is of none effect to us. But when we absorb the word, when we work the word works for us. Amen. I'll say it again. When we work the word truly works for us. And that means as we are working the word and we hear that word, then we're doing the word. We're obeying the word, and then we're walking in truth. Amen. Living that abundant life. And when you live that kind of life and you're stepping each and every day, God orders our step. And see, that word is a lamp unto our feet, and then it becomes a light unto our pathway. Just like the shepherd, just like Jesus says, I'm the good shepherd. I will direct you. I will lead you. The shepherd gently leads the sheep. And even when the sheep get out of the fold, and he just gently, even with this rod and staff, he gently pulls them back into the fold. That's you and I. Even when we fall down, sometimes we get out of step in the word. We get out of sync in what we need to be doing. But see, Jesus loves us, and his love and his grace is sufficient for us. And then his grace just brings us back into the fold where we belong. Hallelujah. I just want to end with this, just an encouraging to you. You know, thinking on the things, as we said, think on the goodness of the Lord. Think on what the word says. Think on the promises of God. Hallelujah. Words like this, no matter what you're going through, no matter how hard it seems like so hard, like, Lord, when are you going to come see about me? God, do you even care for me? Oh, yes, he does. Oh, my God. We got to just refocus. Wait on him. He's never late. He is an on-time God. Encourage yourself in the Lord. And while you encourage yourself, think on the scriptures like this. But my God, it's personal, but my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Yes, God is my refuge and strength. Yes, he's a very present help in the time of trouble. Lord, I'm in trouble right now, but I know you're my refuge. I know you're my strength. Hallelujah. Even when I'm weak, then you said, then am I strong. Glory to God. Know that no good thing will God even withhold from those who walk upright and obey his word. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding. The Bible says the peace of God, oh yes, and the peace of God shall keep your heart and your mind and through Christ Jesus. So if the peace of God is able to sustain us, how in the world can we lose our mind? Don't ever let the enemy allow you to say, be so frustrated, be so disturbed, say, I'm about to lose my last mind. The devil is a liar. You don't want to speak that kind of word to yourself. You're not going to speak those kind of cursings. I don't care how bad it is. Understand the peace of God. He says, I'm not going to give you the peace like the world, but I'm going to give you my peace. That peace that sustains you. That everlasting peace that will keep your heart and it will keep your mind. This talking about living the abundant life. Hallelujah. This is how you do it. Understand that Jesus says, I am. He's telling us because the blood of Jesus has been applied to our lives, now we are the righteousness of God through Jesus Christ, through his shed blood. And understand that I'm a new creature. As the scripture says, if any man be in Christ, he is now a new creature. All things are passed away. And behold, look, observe, all things are become new. In other words, I'm not my own. I've been bought with a price. And that precious price is the blood of Jesus. He leads me and guides me. He directs my life. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. He said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because because, God is with me. His rod and his staff, he comfort me. I just told you about the rod and the staff. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We know that with confidence that I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. David said, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that I may inquire in his temple, that I may be in the presence of God. That is promising to us. And see, talking about promises, understand the word says, he that promised is faithful. God watches over his word to perform it. Amen, someone. Hallelujah. Living the abundant life. Glory to God. Amen. Oh, my time is gone already. Hallelujah. But I want to pray, and I want to pray that the blessings of the Lord upon you all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we praise you. We thank you. We glorify your name, God. There's none like you. There is none. God, we search high and low. We realize there's none like you, none that loves us, none that cares for us. You are our good shepherd, God. You watch it over us. God, we don't know how to do. We don't know how to go. We're like sheep led astray. But God, thank you for being that good shepherd, that you would keep us in the fold, that you'll be able to present us blameless in the day of Jesus Christ. That you would keep us, God. We know that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. The thief might come. He may try to steal. He may try to destroy us. Oh, he may try to kill. But God, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Now, Father, I pray for everyone that's on this line tonight. Father, you know the condition. You know what they're going through. Some that are sick tonight. Some need healing. But God, we know that by your stripes, they are healed. By your stripes, God. God, you said healing is the children's bread. So, Father, we accept our healing. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. God, we thank you, Father, because you said on the cross, it is finished. Every stripe, every whip that you received, God, you received it for the healing of the nation, God. We thank you for our healing tonight. God, we thank you for deliverance. God, we thank you even for our families. We thank you for our homes, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for wholeness in you. God, we are complete in you. God, we thank you, God, because we are in Christ. In God, and you're in us, that we can live this abundant life. We are living this kind of life, God, that no one can take you, can take us out of your hands. You hold us, God, in the center of your hands. Hallelujah. Father, we praise you, God. We love you tonight. We love you enough to obey you. We love you enough to stay in the foe. We love you enough to stay in that secret place of the Most High God, how that we can bide under the shadow of the Almighty. We love you enough to commit our ways to you. We know that you will bring it to pass. We love you enough to give your name praise and glory at all times, God, and your praise shall continually be in our mouths, God. We love you, God, that we can walk in life, and we can walk in that abundant life. We have life more abundantly. So, Father, whatever the needs are on this line tonight, God, deliver and set free. Oh, God, move by your spirit, God. God, give us a testimony. There's somebody that you deliver, and let them come back with a testimony, God. We bless you, God, for all that you have done and all that you are yet to do. Father, we bless you tonight. We thank you, Lord, that even tonight, in the midnight hour, that we will sleep in you, God, that we will rest peaceably in you. Father, we thank you, God, because we have provision. You are our good shepherd. You watch over us. And God, you told we could be blessed when we go out, and we're blessed when we come back in. We're blessed when we sit down, and we're blessed when we rise back up. Father, we thank you right now that you are Jehovah Jireh. You are our provider tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are our healer tonight. You are our deliverer. You are our banner. You are our covering tonight. We bless you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord. We pray for salvation of those that are not saved and deliverance and peace, God, even for our loved ones, even for our neighbors, God, even for our co-workers. We pray for deliverance and salvation. We We pray, God, for their deliverance, their healing, God, healing of their souls, God. We pray and we stand in the gap on tonight. And God, we thank you, Lord, that whatever we set our hands to do, God, anoint us to do all in, to your will, to your glory. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name we pray, and God, we thank you. We thank you for the answer. We worship you, God, in spirit and in truth. You are everything. You are everything to us, God. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah, God, we love you tonight. My soul prays. Glory, glory, glory to your will. Glory to you tonight. God, we ask you to touch everybody on this line. Have your will. Amen. I want someone to give God the praise. Give God the glory. Give him the honor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship him. We worship him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. And someone, come on, somebody, continue to praise him. Amen. We're living the abundant life. Yes, God, we thank you for that. We thank you right now. Yes, God, we love you. Thank you, Jesus. You are mighty God. You're mighty. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We glorify you, God. We magnify you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Oh, my God. Have your way. Have your way right now. In the name of Jesus. Jesus,
thank
have
you,
your way,
Lord.
God.
Thank
we worship you.
You.
We praise you. You're worthy of the praise. In Jesus' name. Amen. Ooh, glory. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, I want to thank you all for being on this Dream Team prayer line tonight. Thank you for your prayers. Hallelujah. Thank you for your faithfulness of being on this line. And may you continue to be blessed. May you know that you can live this abundant life every single day because Jesus gave it to us. Amen. And so I want to make one more quick announcement. I just for you, those of you who came on the line just a little bit later on tonight, I announced early on, oh my goodness, that we are by the faith, by the word of God. That means we're dependent on Him, the strength of the Lord. This not this Sunday, but the first Sunday in May, which is May the 5th. We are planning to have chicken dinners at church, and these are going to be some good chicken dinners. I believe that. But let me tell you what. On that chicken platter, it will be a platter, there'll be fried chicken, or you can have barbecue grilled chicken. You can have potato salad. You can have string beans, a roll, and a bottle of water. You can have a slice of cake. So the platters themselves are $10 each. And then after that, a slice of cake will be $1.50. And I will tell you even just this much, yours truly will be making the potato salad. So you don't want to miss out on it. You need to stretch your hands this way because that's a lot of potato salad to make. We're excited about it. With vision comes provision. And God has given us the help that we need to let this go forth. And let me tell you, All proceeds that we raise, it will go towards the Pavilion Project. Every bit will go toward that. Hallelujah. Nobody's getting paid. People who have their professional what they do, they're going to do it all to the glory of God. And that's what the Lord wants. He wants us to present to Him. He's worthy of it. And you know what? We do all in the glory, to glory and honor God. He blesses that. So keep that in mind. Write that down in your calendar. May 5th, these dinners will be served immediately after service. You want to go ahead and right now get the word out. You'll tell your family, tell your friends that there's going to be chicken dinners there at at the Petersville Baptist Church, May 5th, immediately following service. And in fact, if you know people that want dinners, tell us ahead of time so that we can know. We'll have so many platters already made up. And in fact, whatever we raise and have together, we will look to use this to the glory and honor of God. Amen. And you'll hear more about it on Sunday, but I just wanted to, for you all that came on the line a little bit late, I just wanted to let you know this, and you start praying for it right now and get your orders in right now. We are believing God. Amen. So you have a blessed night, and bless you. God bless your families. God bless you, and we look forward to seeing you on Sunday. Continue to pray for us, and we'll pray for you. And as Pastor says, we'll watch God change things. Good night, be blessed, and we will talk with you later. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.